You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Today's the day people in California have been waiting for. The economy will fully reopen. Most COVID restrictions will be lifted. California Governor Gavin Newsom says there are still some exceptions, including for indoor events of more than 5,000 people. Those who aren't vaccinated will also be asked to wear masks in certain situations. Newsom says the state is working on an electronic vaccination.
Thank you all so much. What a super Tuesday.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk.
I will repeat what I said on Monday when I declared a state of emergency, and I'll just say that this is the biggest decision any of us have ever made in our political careers, and it has profound implications, life and death implications, so we all take it very serious. And I know this is an anxious time for all of us, and the situation seems to change by the hour.
Oh, that was 454 days ago. Welcome to opening day in California, except it's not opening day in California. We got us a two-tier society. You still got to wear a mask at work. You got to wear a mask in the car if you're on the one side of the two-tier society. Oh, you want to go to a concert indoors because it's 111 outdoors. Where is, please, show, step up, show your electronic vaccination system. That's what Newsom's talking about. I told you that they're not going to give up. Come on, man. You think they're going to give up this power? You think you're going to give up this control? Absolutely not. There will be a vaccine passport system, and you'll have to have a current COVID test. That's mandatory. Unless you raised your hand and volunteered for an emergency experimental vaccine for a virus that did not kill 99.9% of California. On day 454, it continues for the two-tier society that we are creating right now. And it's, you know, as we've seen right here, if it weren't for this, I guess, all the extreme heat in California, the fire danger, the rise in crime, you know, I'd probably maybe think about leaving. But we can't. We got a recall to fight for. Governor Newsom today announcing reopening for some.
This, as the first state in the country to impose a COVID lockdown, has officially removed restrictions. Overnight, California dropping capacity limits and physical distancing requirements for businesses, meaning bars, restaurants, theme parks, and stadiums are allowed to fully reopen at max capacity.
It's great, especially since we've been separated, to finally come back together.
But rules on masking are less clear. While the unvaccinated are still required to wear masks indoors, the fully inoculated can go maskless in most places.
Fully inoculated. There it is. An outdoor live event that has more than 10,000 people, think like Dodger Stadium. California will only recommend they have a verification of vaccination or a negative test in place. And those who are not vaccinated or who don't show a negative test result, you can enter, but you still got to wear a mask. It's a recommendation from the state, not a requirement. Now, you want to know what the requirements are. Indoor venues with 5,000 or more people are required to implement verification. What about HIPAA? They say at these indoor events, non-vaccinated people who don't show a negative test results cannot enter. This is a requirement. This is not a recommendation. It's going to be in place for conferences, for conventions, for concerts, for sporting events until October 1st. Who's high-fiving an opening? Maybe if you're on the other side of the tier, maybe if you've been vaccinated, you might be high-fiving. But if you go to a hospital, or if you go into a prison or a homeless shelter, or you want to travel in the air or mass transit, or if you want to go to your kid's school, kindergarten through 12, you have to put a face mask on because I guess your vaccination doesn't work. But if you're vaccinated, that's the only place. They at the office of Bay, all the wisdom in California is stating that you have to do. If you're not vaccinated, you still got to wear it in all indoor public settings. Now, how will your boss be able to know the difference, right? Well, Dr. Galley, Mr. No Data, said businesses have three options. They're creating all this to create chaos so that they can step in and say, okay, we're going to end this chaos now and we're going to do our vaccine verification system. You watch. Here it comes. I told you opening day, it's not going to be and it's not. So here's the three options. Dr. Galley says allow individuals to self-attest that they've been vaccinated. The honor system. That's one of your options. Or you can implement a vaccine verification system. Or require everyone to wear a mask. Does this sound like an opening to you? Come on, they're going to create the chaos with this. Just like they created all the propaganda to instill fear. And you'll have workers who are fearful and they'll get power hungry and we'll have issues. Just like Atlanta yesterday, the cashier was shot because she told a man to mask up. It's horrible. Now, California also saying in the two-tier society that if you're one of the individuals, you need to delay your non-essential travel until you're fully vaccinated. They're still all up in our business. There's absolutely, and when I say absolutely, I mean absolutely, no scientific data to show that these stupid face diapers ever worked. Go look at Fauci's emails. He knows. Governor Face Mask Gagin Newsom has mandated the continued use of masks if you have not been vaccinated. And again, in America, you have the right, if you volunteered your body, your health, to go get a vaccine, that was your choice, and you can do that in America. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying it's not right for me. I'm saying that I haven't seen any data that shows any of the long-term risk or any of the short-term risk. And that's what happens when a vaccine is experimental. Newsom stating he's prepared to issue an executive order later this week to immediately implement workplace mask-wearing regulations. Can our county board of supervisors all over this state, can ours here locally, can you stand up? Can you get your gluteus maximus up off your chair and stand up? If you're not going to say enough is enough now on day 454, come on, try and do some saving grace. Try and do one last hoorah of a stand of an effort to stand up for your constituents and say, knock it off. Stop it. These rules are going to require businesses to verify vaccination status. How about get out of my HIPAA business? Just going to issue an executive order. We don't need doctors. Yeah, we don't need any science. We don't need the state legislature. No way. Actually, if you've been vaccinated, excuse me, you can't even go maskless until a few days from now on June 17th. That'll be Thursday, right? We do know that we got here in California, we got labor organizations. They're concerned that the state rules are going to let those not vaccinated not wear masks. Again, 99.9% did not die in California from this. Again, our ICUs and our hospitals are not overrun. These are power freaks. I don't know what's wrong with them. Looks in here, the California Nurses Association, they're still saying keep wearing masks, keep your social distancing, and they're not going to stop with this.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, get tested. Stay healthy.
Why is the California Nurses Association still talking about this? Because they're saying kids under 12 aren't eligible for the vaccine. Nurses, would you look at facts? 99.99999 of kids do not succumb to this. We already know that. Right now in California, 58% have one dose. 45% are fully vaccinated. So the majority aren't even fully vaccinated. We can turn that around and say 42% are not vaccinated at all, and 55% are not fully vaccinated in California. So it would allow everybody that's been vaccinated, I guess you'll get to stop your social distancing. I guess you'll stop getting to wear your mask, ditch the face coverings, and yeah, go ahead, go on out. Go to grocery shopping. You can drink at a bar. You can go to a gym. As we've now seen all of this play itself out right now, sports games, big concerts, that's the only place, I guess, that have restrictions that are still going on. Dr. Galli asked, Dr. Galli, what might trigger the state to go back to lockdown? Oh, yeah, somebody actually asked him that. He said the state would be keeping a close eye on case numbers and COVID-19 variants. Oh, keep your eye on that one. That'll be the one that they'll resurrect their power from, the variants that are out there. We've already heard what Newsom's already stated.
Still, companies are allowed to set their own rules.
Businesses can require verification. Businesses have the freedom of choice across the spectrum.
Determine if and when we need protections to come back into play. Listen to what they're saying right now, because I tell you what, they're not masking their intentions, are they? Let's go to Kurt in Fresno at 559-230-4242. Kurt, welcome to Power Talk. Hi there, sir.
Hey, Trevor. How you doing, brother?
Good. Happy Tuesday. What a super Tuesday it is.
Yes, it's always a wonderful Tuesday.
hey, brother. Do you have opening day feel or not? I don't.
No. So what I want to find out, maybe you or some of the listeners out there can let us know, can we go to the cherry auction and buy a COVID card like I can a Social Security card?
And if you get caught, you'll be thrown in San Quentin.
Oh, well, I'll get three squares, right?
You'll get three squares, and you'll get yourself a nice education in California. I heard now we're spending $112,000 inmates per year. That's a pretty good life, isn't it?
Hey, I was, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll have enough time to contemplate doing a sex change on the state, too.
Kurt, you're right. That right there, boy, that'd save you a couple hundred thousand as well, right?
Governor Thanks, buddy. Newsom walked out to the lectern led by the Minions and Shrek. He was introduced by Optimus Prime and said the 15th of June means the state can
move beyond social distancing and physical distancing. And yes, as you saw me walk up the stage, move beyond mass coverings and move beyond wearing these masks.
Those who are vaccinated no longer need to wear masks in most cases, though businesses can still require them, and they're still needed in schools, healthcare facilities, and on public transportation.
Of course.
Businesses can also ask someone to prove they're vaccinated, and Newsom says the state's working on creating a way for people to store their vaccine status digitally.
Oh, isn't that great? Hey, welcome to the not reopening reopening of California. The not reopening of the reopening.
When this pandemic ends, and it will end soon, we're not going to go back to normal.
Hey, Dr. Vora, Fresno County top doc, his words of wisdom next. I'll let you hear from also some experts in the UK. Yeah, people with like PhDs, right? What's our local health department talking about? We'll talk about it next.
The new number to talk to Trevor, 559-230-4242. That's 559-230-4242. The Trevor Carey Show. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Reclaim your rights today, and thanks, elected officials, for allowing this destruction over the last 454 days, and this continues on. They're not going to stop. You think it's reopening day? Well, I guess it is if you raised your hand and volunteered for an experimental vaccination. We now have a two-tier society. Predicted, and here it is. Fresno County Department of Public Health, interim officer. Interim, when are they going to give him a real job interview and decide? Dr. Vora, Fresno County, said, quote, if you are held to rules and regulations through OSHA, you really need to look at OSHA's rules. All right, thanks, Dr. Vora. What page of the rules are you on? I want to make sure I follow your wisdom and your knowledge because we know you. You know, you talk to Dr. Galley in Sacramento, and you guys are right on point with all your data and research. Have you? I wonder if Vora and Galley have looked at Fauci's emails. I mean, he duped you. How do you feel about the top doc in America, duping the top doc in Sacramento and the top doc in Fresno County? Did you peek? Did you peek at Vora's emails? The VAERS, the vaccine adverse reaction numbers in May had 4,434 deaths, but... go ahead. He says, let's see, your businesses can drop social distancing rules and we're getting rid of our color-coded reopening system. That's a thing of the past, right? But we got to look at OSHA's rules. Dr. Vora said it's essential for all Californians to understand the role they play in ending this pandemic, said Dr. Vora. Well, guess what? We're not going to let people forget your role in the involvement of this evil man-made lockdown. You got Senator Ted Cruz calling for Fauci to resign. I would like to hear some local calls to have interim resign and get a real one, somebody that will actually follow science. But you know what? He's just an employee. Dr. Vora in Fresno County is just an employee of the Board of Supervisors. Board of Supervisors are the doctor's bosses, and they allowed him. Yeah, keep on doing it, man. Just keep on spreading all of that fear. Good article out there today about UK researchers are warning the government that the COVID vaccines, they're actually using the term unsafe for use in humans. I'm going to give you both sides of it. Here's another side, John Stewart on with Dude I Can't Stand Anymore, Stephen Colbert, about the Wuhan theory. Let's listen in.
I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has in many ways helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science. And that's kind of...
All of it.
No. Listen.
What do you mean by it? Do you mean like there's a chance that this is created in a lab as an investigation?
A chance?
There's evidence I'd love to hear.
Novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then they ask those scientists, they're like, how did this... So wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no, look at the name. Let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the Coronavirus Lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have coronavirus.
Wait a second.
Oh my God. There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel made it with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory. Maybe that's it.
That could be.
A little reality dose right there. You hear Colbert. Oh, it could be. You know, if you had anybody else on there, let's just say Colbert brought on, I don't know, Newt Gingrich. He would just sit there and rip him, but it was John Stewart, and he just sat there and took it. Speaking of Johns, here's Senator John Kennedy, Republican, and you can tell he's not from Massachusetts. He's from Louisiana.
I guarantee you, when this thing first broke, both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Daszak both thought to themselves, oh, my God, we gave taxpayer money to the Wuhan lab. What if they did gain-of-function research and the virus escaped? Folks that know about this gain-of-function research need to tell the American people that scientists all over the world are taking, with and without our taxpayer money, are taking normal viruses and turning them into super killers.
Let the truth be your bedrock, right?
But I need you. The American people, I need you.
He needs us to believe a lie. We're not going to do it. We're going to talk to Pastor Anthony Flores, Adventure Church, Tower Theater. Is the city going to do eminent domain? What is the latest? We'll get the latest next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Mr. Abadi needs to sell the Tower Theater to a legitimate buyer who will maintain the character of the theater.
It is time for him to move on. Just as with any abuser, he cannot cause this type of damage and expect to function in our very home.
The Tower District is not unfriendly to religion. There are 28 churches within a 2-mile radius of the Tower Theater. Religion flourishes here, but it flourishes where it is zoned for it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think I have the man that lady was referencing as the abuser, Pastor Anthony Flores. Sir, good to have you back in.
Thanks for having me, Trevor.
I think when she says he, are they referencing the pastor of the church?
Me and the owner of the Tower Theater, yes.
And Adventure Church. Pastor Anthony Flores, many out there might not know this story. Tell us who you are, how and where you grew up, and how did you first hear the calling of God on your life to become a pastor?
Yes, I'm originally from here, from the San Joaquin Valley. I'm from Stockton, California, and that's where I felt the call of God on my life. And so my wife,
at what age?
I was 17. And then my wife and I, we literally moved to Fresno in the summer of 06. We were on staff at a church, and in the fall of 2010, we just felt like we wanted to start our own church.
Did you grow up in the church, or were you?
No, I didn't.
Were you a hooligan running Stockton around?
I am. I did not grow up in church at all. No, not at all. And so my best friend's parents went to church, and I ended up going with them. And next thing I know, I found myself at the altar asking Jesus to be the Lord of my life. So it was pretty amazing.
And brought you back to Fresno.
He did. Yes. We moved to Fresno from Sacramento in 06, summer of 06, and the fall of 2010. We prayed about starting a church, and so we did. We started the church in my living room, and we launched 1012 North Palm Ave in the Tower District in 2011, Easter 2011. So it's been a wild ride. It's been pretty
now,
fun.
The church grew, and you kind of outgrew your facility. So like any church or business or family does, they look for a bigger facility.
No, absolutely. Before the lockdown. Do you remember what life was like before the lockdown? Do you remember?
No, I've gone back and looked at some video of myself.
Okay. Oh, man, no mask. It was amazing. And so we were one church, multiple locations. We had a church in the Tower District as well as Southeast Fresno. And then we were getting ready to rent the Tower Theater on a long lease right before, literally the weekend before the pandemic hit. We had signed a year-long lease to rent the Tower Theater because we had rented it before for several occasions.
And that would be to have services on Sunday.
On Sunday morning.
Monday through Saturday, the Tower would be doing whatever else the Tower does.
They would be doing what the Tower does. So we were going to rent it. And then COVID hit. And as you would say, I think it's 468 days later, here we are.
454.
Or 454, okay. Yeah, so in the middle of the lockdown, we decided to go against Newsom's orders about the churches. We felt like he was out of bounds. And so when the owner of the theater found out that we were wanting to hold indoor services, he called me up and he goes, listen, I'm not going to make it financially. I would love for you guys to rent it here. And he opened the doors and made it available and reticent for us. And so we said, yeah. So we went for it, and we opened our doors, and we said, let's have church. So we've been having church ever since. When all of this started happening with the opposition, we did shut down from the theater, not from our other location, but from the theater for a few weeks. That was just to get the lawyers involved.
Now, let's go back in the calendar here. The Supreme Court backed up your decision to stay open, that Newsom was wrong, and the Board of Supervisors were wrong here. But you were, what month did the conversation start between you and the owner that, hey, we just don't want to rent. We would possibly like to purchase this.
It was at the end of July, beginning of August.
Okay, so those conversations went on. And didn't a couple city council members, Arias yes. and Soria, yes. get involved and come over and talk to the owner?
They did. They had a meeting. Both of them have now confessed that they did have that meeting before they were denying it. And then it just has come to light through this eminent domain that they've allegedly said they're going to start to seek, that they did meet with them, but there was no conversation about it then.
Okay.
So I thought that was interesting that I've been saying, I came out with a video and I had said that from the beginning, that they had met with them and that that was called tortious interference. They yes. were not supposed to do that without lawyers represented or me.
So what that means is elected officials can't get involved in a private real estate deal between two private parties, right? And that's exactly what they did. Say it again, tortious.
Tortious interference. And that was gross negligence. That was iniquitous behavior. And that's exactly what it was. Iniquitous behavior on their part to do that. And so they have been coming against me ever since.
Yes, and there's been a lot of people on the street. Now, how many months have the outright profanity, vulgarity, I saw signs, abort Jesus, yep. Nazi signs, yep. The shouting, the moms and little kids having to hear those words. How long has that been going on?
They're in their sixth month. So this would be, what would that be? 24, well, I think they said last week, 24 weeks in a row they've been doing this. And so we've had to...
Well, what do you tell your parishioners? Like, just do Jackie Robinson, don't yell back at them, just keep your head in the game?
Correct. And you know what else? You know what else? I got up there this Sunday, and if anybody wants to follow us and to follow along, you can go to our Facebook page or even our Instagram, Adventure Church Fresno, and you can see the whole history. But just this week, we made a video of the things that have come against us. We made a video just last week. The Kingsburg City Councilwoman, her title came out. 2 weeks ago, excuse me.
Let's hear a little of that right here.
It was elected at 19 years old, correct?
20
years old. Was elected to the city council of the city of Kingsburg as an openly bisexual woman.
Guys, this is right out in front of church on a Sunday.
It was.
Yeah, this is really one Fresno, isn't it?
Change is coming. But we all saw her taken on by the same hateful mob that wants to come here and intimidate us just several weeks back. So I brought Jewel out here today, and she's going to talk to you about what the hell went down in Kingsburg, what the hell the future looks like, and why the hell we need to protect these safe spaces with everything we have. Thank you, Councilmember Hurtado, for joining us.
Hey! Good morning, Tower! Good morning. How are you? I want to start off by saying to Adventure Church, I'm so sorry, but we're not going anywhere. And I'm sorry to all of the people who accept that. Oh, hi. Hi, Lily. You want to say hi?
It's a little three-year-old girl running up to her.
Hi.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Yes. Okay, thank you. We do not have space for your hatred or your bigotry or your only half-assed love and acceptance. I can't stand up for that anymore, and we can't either. And so, Adventure Church, we're not going anywhere. We are here, and I'm so proud to stand in solidarity with you all here today.
That's the cultural Marxist city council member from Kingsburg, Jewel Hurtado, who thinks she's, the cookie cutter of AOC. There's recalls going on her. But I guess, Pastor, safe space equals no churches.
Right, right. And I would just like to add that the city council decided to give her an award on the flag-raising ceremony for the outstanding work she's doing.
Sure they would.
Which I thought that was completely ironic, considering she was just cussing at a church the week before. And I think it's strange because we say we're pro-church, we're pro-this. And then all of a sudden you get her on video, unashamedly coming after us and talking about she's not going anywhere. So this Sunday I told her, we're not going anywhere.
Calling you hateful
and half love and all that. And when the only bigotry and intolerance is coming from across the street, we have done nothing. We were vindicated again. We were vindicated again by the owner of the painted table coming out when that letter, that email was suspiciously given to him way back in the beginning of January.
Oh, with all the gay slurs.
The gay slurs. Come to find out, it was written anonymously by another gay person in the Tower Theater. And we went after them on social media and said, well, where's our apology?
The media, everybody accused everybody, the church of this.
Everybody came after us. And then we went after them yesterday saying, where's our apology?
You know what?
Why are you not walking this back?
You're not going to get it. You're right. You're not.
No, they should.
Pastor, why as Americans do we not deserve the same rights and beliefs and expressions to worship without being harassed? Why can't we believe the way that we choose to believe?
We need to demand that from our city officials. We need to take notice today of who we're voting for. And if they cannot back that up, the First Amendment that we would have religious freedom, then we need to replace council members. We need to replace these people who don't understand what the Constitution is, and we need to make sure our voices are heard. And I need people to let their pastors know, this is what's going on. 24 weeks of being harassed. I'm cussed out every weekend. I'm flipped off. 2 weeks ago, somebody tried to fight me in front of my security, which I thought was hilarious. And then he told me, why don't you go ahead and get rid of your security? And I laughed at him. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, this is persecution.
And they have those signs across the street. Pastor, please don't say it's persecution. What would you call it? Because if this was reversed and we were at every turn trying to vote you out and then trying to get the city council to do it as well, and then we get offers to go to other places, doesn't this sound familiar? This sounds familiar. This is not what's supposed to be happening.
Imagine if, remember that church somewhere back, and I'll use the term loosely, church in Oklahoma or Kansas that used to go to funerals and harass.
Westboro Baptist Church.
Imagine if it was reversed and you guys were acting that way at any LGBTQ, like a pride event. You were out there.
Right.
You're going to hell, you sinful haters. And
right.
Blah, 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 blah. And the city would be on your side?
Right. And the news.
I mean,
the news
exactly. Come on. Because it wouldn't be, it's not being loving. That's how we're called to love first. Jesus said love each other when he left. But you can love somebody and not accept what they believe in.
And now, mind you, we've been here 11 years and you can't find one single complaint. And all the complaints they have now, they have nothing to back that up with. They have no proof, no evidence. So all of this, and now this alleged eminent domain coming after us. Now this alleged eminent domain is just proof.
Let's talk about that eminent domain. Now, we know eminent domain from 1950 freeways, and you know when freeways are built, or cities, estates have to have dams built.
Right.
That's eminent domain now. How's that applying to a building here?
Allegedly, this is what I heard from Councilwoman Soria, it's to protect and preserve the history of the theater, which I mind you, can I just say this? That Pride and Pride Filmworks and Fresno Film Festival, whoever, just came out and sent out a letter saying that they will not support any shows that go on at the Tower, that they are to boycott that. And then they had some representative out a couple weeks before, and I quote, and she literally said, they will get no more gay dollars. And so they are literally calling the people and telling them not to come to the shows. Then they protest the shows. When we do have shows, they protest them. We are doing everything we said we would do, and nothing is being to our credit. We can't get any news agencies out there. We can't get people to cover this. We can't get people to see that Adventure Church has not lied nor misled any step of the way. We've done exactly what we said we would do. And we can't get no props for it. It's ridiculous.
My guest, Pastor Anthony Flores, Adventure Church. You're letting the truth be your bedrock.
Yes, sir.
Now, Pastor Flores, if this were a mosque that was being attacked or a synagogue, I bet there would be some Muslims and some Jews that would back up their fellow imams and their
absolutely
here. Can you count on one hand the churches that have said, Pastor, how can we help you here?
Well, from what I've heard, two things. I can't actually. That answer is yes.
You can't fill up a whole hand.
I can fill up a hand.
You can.
And from what this
two hands?
Not two hands. What I get is this. Number one, when pastors do hear about it, the first thing they say is, we were not aware of this. I said, for 24 weeks, you're not aware? You're not aware of what's going on, of all the vitriolic and malevolence that has come our way? You're not aware of what's going on? And then I say, okay, well, let me make you aware. Why don't you go ahead and come out and publicly support me? Let's publicly support what I'm doing. Because your parishioners are asking, your congregants are asking, why aren't we supporting Adventure Church? And for whatever reason, when it comes to this segment of the community, they're afraid to stand up with us as Christians, as believers.
Well, we have people that profess Christianity caving in around the town. So there's a lot of people that are scared of the LGBTQIA machine that's out there that steamrolls. You've seen it for 24 weeks.
I have, and I understand their hesitancy, but I have done nothing wrong. And then you got people out there like Tyler Mackey and Jaguar and all these people, Jeff, and all they keep doing is spewing the same rhetoric, which has no bearing. It has no traction. And so to me, it's like we need to stand up with the truth and say, hey, this is really going on. And I want to just point one other thing. We're so quick to allow cannabis stores and we're so quick to allow liquor stores, but we're so reluctant to add churches. We've got a crime problem. We've got a drug problem. We got a homicide problem. And the church, a life-giving church, is the greatest solution. But we want to go ahead and clear the way for how many cannabis in each district now? What is it, up to 7 now? And we got all these liquor stores. And for those who live in the tower, they know it's a hotbed
now, it'd
for
be
everything
four,
that's going.
14, and then they're going to double it now. So
14.
Yeah.
So what? We're going to make cannabis stores readily available like liquor stores? What are we doing? But when it comes to a church, we want to tell a church where and where they cannot go?
Yeah, you're not in the safe space.
We definitely believe that if this thing falls out of the civil litigation process, that there will be a role for the city to play. And based on our interaction with the city, they are working hard to make sure that whatever happens, that they are here to protect the Tower District, its community, and stand by their commitment to zoning.
The ultimate goal of the city council is to ensure the historic preservation of this iconic, you know, theater. That's the end goal.
Our beloved Tower Theater, this is a community place, not some place that won't accept all people. They say they may say they would. I have nothing against religion as a whole. Well, maybe that's not true. But anyways,
it's a spiritual battle. All of this, it's a spiritual
absolutely.
Battle. Absolutely, and it's political as well.
It is. Matter of fact, can I throw this out there? The Democratic Party has a table out there across the street every week. Every week they have their table out there. So it has definitely turned into a political thing. And to me, why can't we see that? Why can't we understand that this is no longer about zoning? It's about getting votes. It's about shoring up your constituencies. It's your constituents. It's about appealing to your base of people.
Indeed. And you know what? You need to appeal to your pastor. I would say if you go to a church, ask your pastor why you guys, if you're not one of those five that you can put on one hand, you need help. You need support. There's power in numbers.
Well, I would appreciate it. But like I said on Sunday to my congregation, come hell or high water, we're pushing forward. If the city wants to eminent domain, the Miguel and Esmeralda can go ahead and come after me. I'm not budging. I'm not moving. This is the mountain that I've chose to die on, because there is no reason why we are not allowed to purchase this. They have not proven one. We just won again yesterday. I'm waiting for my phone to ring to let me know the final gavel from the hearing today. That is gonna emphatically state again that Sequoia Brewery has no justification for this lawsuit.
Pastor Anthony Flores, God bless you, sir. Keep up the fight, man.
Thank you, Trevor.
You know it there. Well, it was Flag Day yesterday. What flag did the Interior Department raise? Well, you probably already know. You're in the know, though, next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I love all the guests that I get to interview on this show, and thank you to Agent Squires, all the hard work he does setting them up locally, like Pastor Flores right there, Adventure Church. Tomorrow we'll have the news editor or World Net Daily on, Mr. Art Moore. We're going to talk about more COVID, of course. Today's supposed to be the big day, right? Big day, the non-opening reopening, two-tier society being set up. I'm looking at this media bias, a Time magazine. They got a picture of Joe Biden looking like he's going, hey, what time's the fish special? But they're trying to make him look cool with sunglasses on, and in the sunglasses, oh, it looks like Putin in the sunglasses, but like Biden staring him down. Then remember the one with President Trump looking about 10 feet tall in the little illegal alien, like toddler, staring up at him, and it said, welcome to America. Boy, what difference bias, right? Yesterday was Flag Day. Thank you to all the people that said, hey, Trevor, loved your beautiful display of your flag. I was all proud of it on Flag Day. Flying outside my house, Interior Secretary yesterday celebrated Flag Day by hoisting the Pride flag above the interior buildings in D.C. The whole today we celebrate love for the first time ever, raised over in the interior. Happy Pride. I mean, doing it on Flag Day, even if you were the Interior Secretary, you might go, you know what, let's put it up on Tuesday. Monday's the U.S. Flag Day. Let's show our patriotism, and then we'll go ahead and do it. Now, that's just like a smear in the face, is it not? Hoisted high above the headquarters of the interior. A day set aside to honor the American flag. Doesn't it say so much? Well, on our grand opening day, let's end the show with some memories of the last 454 days.
I will repeat what I said on Monday when I declared a state of emergency. And I'll just say that this is the biggest decision any of us have ever made in our political careers. And it has profound implications, life and death implications. So we all take it very serious. And I know this is an anxious time for all of us, and the situation seems to change by the hour.
That was former Fresno Mayor Lee Brand.
We need to get vaccinated.
Hopefully people will take it upon themselves to exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
Oh, yes. We even had an insurrection during the last 454 days.
Incited the erection. Insurrection.
Thank you to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll do it all again on day 455. Girardi's next. Good evening.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.